this thing. Happy Wednesday, by the way. A great question on a Wednesday. I always like to ask on a Wednesday. I have three questions every week I ask. Monday is, have you done your homework? How's your life going? Wednesday is, what can I do when things get stuck and I don't know what to do? And Friday, how do I want to feel? The three little questions kind of guide me through the week. It's been that way for, 17, 18 years now, and it just works. Today, how bad do you want to live your dreams? I mean, really, 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 how bad do you want it? I'll share a story with you, give you some ideas about that, and tell you why it's so gosh darn important that you really, really want it that bad. Really bad. Got to. Burn and desire. Hair on fire kind of stuff. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. I'm Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. So many cool conversations. I had some fun. We had bike week here in Daytona Beach, Florida. It's kind of a crazy time. And I go there for the people watching and the conversations. It's so interesting to talk to people who are, because basically when you come to motorcycle week, a lot of Harley guys, Harley girls, things like that there, and you show up and they're all in their costume and they're all bikers or not. It's, you don't even know. They're accountants and CPAs, all this stuff. And they show up in their bike outfit and you think they're a gang member or something like that. But what's cool about it is you all kind of come together for one thing. You're there for a commonality, which is so cool in life. If you are in, you're probably doing the same thing in your life. When you have something in common with people around you, it's a lot more fun. But I had so many conversations. And one of the conversations I hear all the time is, I wish I had done this sooner. I'm talking to somebody probably 50, 60 years old. I wish I'd done it sooner. I said, well, what took you so long? Oh, I've always wanted to come to Daytona for bike week just because I ride a motorcycle and I want to come down. And now I'm here. It's like, I can't believe it's not snowy. It's warm. It's beautiful. I can't believe I waited. So what took you so long? Well, I had to work. I had the kids. I had to pay the bills. I didn't ride for 20 years because I had kids, which most people do. So you're here now. Yeah, I'm coming back next year too. Don't delay. Even if it's anything other than that, could be anything at all, but don't delay it. Get out and do it because you just never know. And I promise you this, if you find something you love to do, you're going to wish you'd done it sooner. So whatever that is today, go do it. Where am I? I already introduced myself. I did that kind of fast today. Commercial freeze? This show? No commercials? Commercials make the world go round. And the advertisers pay the way to make the world go round. They really do. They pay for a lot of goodness. And that's how podcasts get paid for these days. But some people don't want it. There's an option. Are you listening closely? Because the option is being broadcast to you someplace around this podcast. Next week, I'll tell you exactly where to get it. Long time ago, excuse me. Scott, you've got a cough button. Push the cough. No, it's over there. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print, hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. A long time ago, I was at an event as I felt kind of stuck. And I was at this event and I was in the TV industry and I was getting into the film industry when Orlando was coming hot and heavy in the film world. I was right in the middle of it back in the 90s and early 2000s. And I went to a big industry event and there was a guy in there talking about writing screenplays. And I was going to be a writer writing screenplays. I wrote three of them. One of them is I actually like it. I probably should pull it out someday and actually do something with it. But I was going to do that. And I'll never forget this. I wasn't in the motivational world at all then. I working part-time at a motivation radio station. I did that a long time ago. But I never forget on stage, somebody asked him, well, how do you do it? How do you get to write a screenplay? How do you get a hit movie? I forgot who the guy was. He said, well, you're just going to ask yourself how bad you want it. How bad do you want it? People who really want something to the point that it hurts, they get it. I learned that lesson that day. It's amazing how that happens. It's just a little fleeting sentence out of nowhere that happened over 20 years ago. And it's bam, it just hits me. How bad do you want it? You ever feel stuck? It's just something you want to know but or do, but you don't know how to get it. Or is everybody is giving you the same advice? What's your why? Listen, I love what's your why. You got to have your why to drive you through it. But there's another angle to this. So kind of the how bad do you want is kind of the opposite side of the why, right? Personally, for me, I look at the what first. Why do you look at the what first? I know Simon Sinek said it was about the golden circle and the why. Got it. Dig it. Like it. It's cool. It's right. I just noticed that before the why, there is always a what. Can't pay my bills. That's the what. Why? Because I'm not working hard enough. That was me 30 years ago. What's your why is cool. Getting what you want is simpler than that. You'll always get what you want when you end up had enough. You will. It's like, you know, it's like you'll always do what you need to do. You won't always do what you want to do, but you will do what you need to do. You know, you're going through driving that car down at 95 mile an hour down a residential road. When you see those red lights, you suddenly do the speed limit because you need to do it. You'll always do what you need to do. You'll always go do the things that you really want badly. So badly it hurts. So badly you're dreaming of, you're screaming about it. You can't start talking about it, telling all your friends about it. You're doing things that people say, what are you doing? When you want it so bad that it just is inside of you and you got to get it out, you'll go do it and you know that's true. Yeah, there's a why in there for sure. You might say, well, why do I want it so bad? And it could be simple. I just want to change my life, or I want more money. I want to do something different. I want to have better experiences, whatever it happens to be. But if you sit around and go with the flow all day, like 90% of the population, I'll give it 80%, but it's more than that. 80% of the population says, get up, do the same thing every single day, go to bed and do it again. Focus on their why. That's it. Why? Because, well, it's what I do. It's what society's trained you to do is what it is. Yeah, I said it. Wasn't that long ago, about 100 years ago, before we started really living in cities and growing like crazy, people actually did stuff that they wanted to do. They wanted something badly, they went after it. But once you got in society, God, you can't have everybody doing that, can you? Can you imagine if we had 8 billion people in the world all doing what they really want to do because they so badly felt it on the inside? Can you imagine that? It'd be anarchy. Wait, Scott, some days it is anarchy. Yeah, I know. So your why is important. Knowing what you want to do is important. But how bad you freaking want it? So let me ask you a question right now. Do you want to be happier? How bad do you want it? Do you want to make more money? How bad do you want it? Do you want a better relationship? How bad do you want it? It can't be, you know, so yeah, it's, I guess I do. Yeah, so yeah, no, it can't be that. It's got to be, you've got to just, it's got to ooze out of you. Nothing can stop you when you want it bad enough. You will always find a way. And everything you've ever learned on the show and everything anybody else ever taught you, anything you were born with inside of you will come into play. But at the end of the day, if you're listening and listening and listening and not getting the life that you want, it's probably because you haven't dialed in that, you know what, I want it so bad, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. Period. I have seen people change their lives when they decided they wanted it so badly, they were going to go through any pain to get it. It did not matter. And it happened fast. Because when you start wanting it bad enough and the pain starts getting bad enough, you find a way to take away that pain and to get what you want. Don't believe me? You don't believe me right now? Guess what? You don't want it bad enough. Yet. Yet being the key magical word. So whatever you're working on today, whatever you want to do, just make sure you really deep inside your bones want it more than anything else in the world. And if you don't want it that bad, you got to put it in another category. Maybe it's just something you want to toy with. Maybe it's something you shouldn't do at all. You should drop it. Hey, Scott, it's been my dream for 20 years. I want it so bad, I've waited 20 years. No, you haven't wanted it that bad, which is why you haven't done it for 20 years. Duh, Scott logic. I'm sorry. It's how it is. Want it bad enough? Stand up, take a step, repeat, go make it happen. That's how it happens every single day. You can have anything you want in life. I promise you that. Just got to want it bad enough. So some motivational laws, taking you all the way back to the Face Your Passion days back in 2011. Motivational laws you should not ignore, because if you do, you won't be motivated to get the stuff you want. That is tomorrow's show. Join me on Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. I will be there for you. I promise. Just tag me, tag Scott Smith, and one of us will show up. There's a lot of us out there named that.